This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The Denver Nuggets are expecting a fierce battle with their NBA Finals opponent, the Miami Heat. The Heat arrived in Denver Monday night, just hours after beating the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. Even though the Heat are underdogs to Denver, Nuggets starting forward Aaron Gordon says his team is not taking Miami lightly.
We got the utmost respect for them. They fight and they scrap and they have no quit in them. You know, this is a very talented basketball team. All those guys over there got game, so we respect it.
The Nuggets are playing their first ever NBA Finals series, which begins tomorrow night at Ball Arena. Dozens of Colorado cities will offer free lifeguard training to help fill shortages at pools this summer. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
More than 40 cities across the state are getting special state grants to train new guards. They include Aurora, Boulder, Fort Collins, Breckenridge, and others. The Polis administration's Special Pools Initiative launched last year as a way to help reopen pools that were short-staffed. Many communities say they've had better recruiting luck this summer thanks to the reduced price of certification. Some local efforts include pay raises and improved benefits for the seasonal gig. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The state of Colorado is paying $32,000 a day to keep an air tanker on hand throughout the summer to help battle any potential wildfires. Rocco Snart with the Colorado Division of Fire Prevention and Control says the plane can carry up to 3,000 gallons of retardant or water at one time.
They're super useful for us to work on some initial attack and try to stop, you know, fires and keep them smaller so we can get ground resources in there and put the fires out.
Snart says Colorado is poised to have a relatively average fire season, and the plane could be pulled to other parts of the country if needed. This is CPR and KRCC.